Welcome back to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll.
Voices of Our World is a weekly program dedicated to the issues of human rights and social justice. I'm your host, Eileen Bott.
Uninitiated person, open to exploring a mission experience today, faces the journey as any good reporter would. One must be a dry sponge, ready for a soaking. And not to turn the visitor willing to rough it a bit or the missioner into any sort of a hero, but these trips do call for some bit of bravery. Visiting Juarez in particular, you are aware you're visiting currently one of the most dangerous cities in the world. For nearly 10 years, the bodies of raped and murdered women have been found in the hundreds in areas surrounding Juarez. By early 2005, Amnesty International logged some 600 bodies found with another 2,000 women reported missing. Most of these women were maquiladora workers, and it is widely believed the killing has never been stemmed, in part because it seems clear the local government is at least indifferent, if not in some way complicit. But that violence has recently been surpassed by drug cartel violence on the border, which has cost nearly 7,000 lives in 15 months. And it was against that formidable backdrop that Bob Ambrose and Paul Masson went ahead with their trip to visit Paul's Juarez parish. Bob could have had no better guide and teacher than Paul Masson, who has said he is grateful for the opportunity to have shared the lives of people who endured great suffering, but did not cease to struggle for justice and full participation in society. Now back to our discussion with Bob Ambrose and Paul Masson.
Now that you're back home especially, when you hear anti-immigration rants here, very much and very often projected at Mexicans, you've seen something far different. What do you feel?
I have very mixed emotions. I didn't before. Before I went down as an American and, you know, proud to be an American, I looked to our borders and wanted them absolutely locked with cement because I guess I feel the way most patriotic people do is that we have many U.S. citizens who are striving to work and support their families, and there are no jobs, and we have starving people and displaced people in our own country. So I felt very defensive about the border issues. Going down there and seeing how these people are living, first of all, made me recognize that they're suffering as much as our poor are in the United States. And I believe these folks aren't looking to take from America. They're looking to survive, and America gives them an opportunity to do so. I don't think it's a matter of taking from one hand and putting it into the other. It's their only option. Mm-hmm. They have no options, and that's what became apparent to me. I have two children. I want them to have a wonderful life, and I want them to find good employment as they mature and grow. But I also understand the plight of these people. And as I said earlier, some of the issues that these families face are no different than I face as a father and a husband. And were I in their shoes, I would do the same thing. I would go over the border for my family and work at anything I could get my hands on and send the money back. So can I blame them? Absolutely not. Can I understand their motivations as a father and a provider? Absolutely. So I'm more open to it. However, I don't think status quo is what's right. And I think if some things aren't improved, like the endless hunger for drugs and the covert transfer of arms back and forth, if those things aren't corrected, this will go on. And that's not acceptable. So we really do, as a country, have to help ourselves. If we're so worried about joblessness and the economy, well, then we have to work harder to end this dependence on drugs and to make sure we're not culpable for putting arms over those borders.
God does not make borders. And in reality, the borders are insignificant because the people are going back and forth. There are very few families in Ciudad Juarez that don't have people living in the United States. And many of them have been there, come back. In the Second World War, we wanted men to come from Mexico to work in our fields in the United States. The term they use in Mexico is bracero. I met a lot of men who worked there, had no social security from that at all. One man was indigenous. He didn't even speak Spanish, let alone English, and was working in Texas and New Mexico. So in one sense, the border, it's not real. They can build a 40-foot fence. Now they have a 20-foot fence. But, I mean, people get by and get through, back and forth. For example, people work in the United States. There's not a family in the United States that doesn't have something made in Mexico, especially along the border, in their house. I'm sure of that, because that's where the cheap labor is.
Right.
And if it's not in Mexico, it's in China or Indonesia or India. So we live in a global society, an unjust global society. I think that's another aspect of mission. How can we improve this communication and improve also the people that are really hampered by this? The family we went to visit, their house floods if it rains a lot in Ciudad Juarez because there is not an infrastructure for families. Right. The infrastructure is for the factories. They have a big dam, so these factories won't flood, but the houses flood.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Mary Knoll Assistant General Father Paul Masson and our COO, Bob Ambrose. You're listening to Voices of Our World.
The juxtaposition is amazing. The Maquiladoro buildings that you pass are stunningly beautiful. Outrageous architecture, wonderful fencing, painted, stuccoed, a beautiful landscape, sod, watering systems. And around the block are people living in shacks made out of wooden pallets. The comparison is mind-blowing.
I saw walls that were made out of cardboard, mm-hmm. not even yeah. corrugated tin.
Well, they have pallets, and then they put cardboard on top. And sometimes they have tar paper to go on top of them.
Yeah. I will never forget what you just said. God does not make borders.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Homework time. Major learnings for Bob Ambrose.
Major learnings. That at the end of the day, not unlike what we've been taught since our first days in catechism, all children are God's children. Doesn't matter where they live, what their circumstances are, whether they have a home or not. Everyone is equal in God's eyes, and everyone in God's eyes is granted a certain dignity, and that the human spirit and the Christian spirit carries on no matter what trials and tribulations someone's faced with. So my learning was that every level of humanity has to be respected.
Paul, there's a lot of danger in Juarez. How do you live with that? How do you handle the danger?
First, I spent 20 years in Chile, 17 of military dictatorship. Was there when Salvador Allende was elected on the streets. Actually, I was just out of the hospital. I had hepatitis when the coup took place, and they bombed the house of Allende, which was fairly close to where we lived at that time. And 17 years of military dictatorship, I think, or 10 years of curfew. If you were out in the middle of the night, you could be shot by the police. So danger I knew. The situation in Juarez is different because you don't really know who the enemy is. One day when I was working on the computer right outside a window across the street, they shot a man who was involved in drugs. And then they shot four more on a different day. So feel the fear, but I think fear is something that can paralyze you. So you don't do stupid things. I mean, like, you don't go out at night without precautions. Be careful where you go. I mean, I've gone to funerals or wakes of people who were shot by one mafia group. And people were afraid to go. I mean, I go because that's what you're called to do. Mm-hmm. Pray for this poor kid. But you don't let fear paralyze you. Trauma does do damage to us, and to try to understand that more. I think the more we can talk about it, the better. And not to belittle another person's fear, because people are very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
And also be very careful of bravado. Bravado, people who said, well, I did this and that, because it could be playing out something that's very destructive. So it's a complicated question, but fear is a part of our lives, and it can dominate us if we don't understand it. And actually, fear is a good thing because it tells us stop.
And Father raises a good point. You don't know where the danger is coming from. There are four levels of military in Juarez. There is the military police, there are the federal police, there are the state police, and then there are the transit police. All are armed, all have a suspicion of corruption within their ranks, and it's uncomfortable driving down the streets when you see a contingent of military police in open-back trucks with their machine guns, with their faces masked. And why are their faces masked? Because they are afraid if they retaliate against a drug cartel member, they will be targeted. People are getting killed in the crossfire because they happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And then you have the noted corruption in four levels of police. It makes for a very uncomfortable situation. Was it frightening? No. Was it uncomfortable the minute you went over that bridge? Yeah.
But that's what I mean by not being paralyzed. You
right.
have to look
mm-hmm.
for things to do.
You have to function.
Yeah.
Thank you both, Bob Ambrose and Father Paul Masson.
Add your voice to the mix and let us know what you think. Send your opinions and comments to radio@marynoll.org or go to our website, www.voicesofourworld.org, or call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. If you are interested in short-term mission, please go to www.society.marynoll.org and click on Get Involved. That website again is www.society.marynoll.org and click on Get Involved. Well, that's it for today's program. You've been listening to Voices of Our World, a weekly program dedicated to the issues of human rights, poverty, and social justice. Bob Ambrose and Father Paul Masson are just two of the voices of our world. I'm your host, Eileen Bott, and this show was produced by Kathy Golden. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Mary Knoll. Please visit our website at www.voicesofourworld.org, where you can listen, learn more about our program, answer our weekly question, or subscribe to our podcast. Please join us next week for more Voices of Our World.